Good evening. My name is Vince Martin. I'm from Saskatoon. I've been a RAIN member since June of last year. When I joined RAIN, I had one little house, and I was in partnership with one apartment building. Since being involved in RAIN, we now have 4 apartment buildings and 5 houses.
Woo.
So in a little over a year. I can't tell you enough how much the difference a little bit of education goes and how much the fear diminishes when you have a clue of what's going on and what you need to do to take that step forward. The big change happened last October at this meeting when I brought my biggest joint venture partner to the meeting. When he saw the quality of the information that's being given out here and he finally understood the power of leverage, he was in. And that's the big reason why we had so much growth last year. So I want to thank you, Don, and Russell, and all the RAIN folks. You're awesome.
Thank you for taking action. Great. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good, thanks.
My name's Simone Robinson. We've been RAIN members for about 4.5 years. We've been able to go from $85,000 in personal equity in our home to a net worth of about $1.25 million.
Wow.
But now we're starting to pull equity on the homes that we bought when the prices were low. We're in a position right now to pull close to $300,000 in equity to generate new down payments. It is buying time. My insurance agent calls me the shoe buyer because she says I buy shoe houses like other people buy shoes. But we just closed on our number 9 hold, a great buy level that we got for about $35,000 less than the foreclosures appraisal people appraised it for, and it's already rented. But I just wanted to also speak a little bit to the power of being good landlords. We were showing a suite last night. The fellow who was moving out of it, he was sharing it with another fellow. The other fellow's moving out to the country. He wants to stay in the city. And while we were showing it to the new prospective tenant, he said, in front of this new fellow, he said, "Do you guys have anything else? You're such great landlords. I'd really like to stay with you." And we said, "Well, as a matter of fact, we have a basement suite that we're just in the process of renovating that should be ready for the end of the month." So I didn't need, it was rented without even, he said, "I'll take it sight unseen." He said, "You guys, I want to stay with you guys." And that's what we've learned here.
That's awesome.
So thanks.
You're so welcome. We're going to go into, on Sunday afternoon, we're going to go into some of the landlording strategies. We've updated that whole section. Sunday is completely different than if you've ever been to Quick Start before. It's completely different now. And we're going to go into some of the strategies I'm sure that they've used, Simone's used, to attract good tenants and to keep good tenants. That's part of the stuff this weekend. Greg, you got to stop following, man. I got, you know, everywhere I turn, you're there.
I know. So thanks again, Don, for the opportunity to share these stories. And for those of you in the front rows, I am standing up. So this is as tall as I get. So I have a couple of very brief success stories I wanted to share with you. I flew out from Victoria yesterday morning and had just submitted an offer on a townhome here in Edmonton. And found out yesterday evening that it has been accepted.
Congratulations.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait until the end of January to take possession.
So
I know, those three-month closings, they do you in all the time. and this morning, I submitted 2 more offers on 2 other townhomes here in Edmonton. They're in the process of being accepted right now. Unfortunately, with those ones, I'm going to have to wait until March of next year to take possession. But so goes the battle.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, that's a good thing.
you'll learn that this
These
weekend.
Are all sarcastic. Oh, you'll find that out on Saturday.
That's right. Last success, probably the most important, is something really that we learned in Vancouver. I think it was last month, Don, with Les Hewitt, Power Focus. And one of the things that Les had asked all of us to commit to was saying no. And I've said no this weekend to Quick Start. I'm here this evening, but I'm actually flying home tomorrow morning. my daughter is going to be competing in a karate tournament and testing for her orange belt, and I promised her that I would be there.
Good for you.
She understands how important real estate is to me and our family, and it was really a no-brainer to say no to Quick Start this weekend and to be there, and it's really just an amazing feeling to be able to put my family and my daughters first in my life, and I'm really enjoying things right now, and thank you again, Don. You're all in for a great treat this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. And somebody who got a call from Ray about getting off the waiting list and into the room, that's why. There you go.
Hi, my name is... Well,
gotcha. <It's right laughs> the mic's working now.
Yeah, it's working. My name is Greg Miller. I'm a future RAIN member. I bring greetings from Ontario. I'm one of the three in the front that's from Ontario.
All right.
And for those Maple Leaf fans in the audience...
There aren't any.
There aren't
any. Moving
trying to
on.
Gather that. My success story is that the fact that I'm here. I was a publisher for 30 years, and you know, not a whole lot was happening with that. I had one property, and every time I got into trouble with the publishing business, I remortgaged that property, and it happened time and time again. And I came to realize after 30 years, you know, somebody kicked me in the head or something, and I realized that, geez, you know, I'm making more money on this on the real estate thing than I am on my business. So I gave up the real estate thing last April, and I've been I've been buying properties at the rate of almost two a month since then.
Good man.
And my property acquisition is about $1.8 million right now. And the thing that my real success story is the first property I bought after I'd given up the publishing business. That property, I had an appraiser in the building, and I had insurance. They both went in the same day. I got two calls. The appraiser said, Greg, do what you're going to do with this building. I'm not going to waste your money by appraising it. It's in very bad shape. The insurance company called, the lady called, and she said, I can't insure this building. So I went back to the original existing insurance company, and I said, will you insure it? They said, sure, for a lot more money. So they did. But the bottom line in the story is I went in and fixed it up. After 2.5 months, I got a check for $62,000. That was... I was able to recapitalize because that's my plan is I want to get enough properties and I figured I need between 25 and 30 units to be able to so I can pay myself so that I could get the wages I was getting before. And I need to also recapitalize. Now, I went to Chapters bookstore, and that's the reason I'm here. I went to Chapters bookstore and I picked up a whole pile of books on real estate. Most of them fell to the floor, and one stood up, and that's the book that we see here by Don Campbell. And from that, I see somebody waving way over there. I don't know what that... And from that, I you know, followed through, and I purchased the joint venture program, and I'm here, and I will most likely join the... I will definitely join the RAIN Group. I think it's a phenomenal organization, and it's something that that a lot of people in this industry needs. And thank you very much, John.
You're so welcome. That
this is huge. I'll be quick.
Good idea.
So
I booked 7 minutes for Success Story, so that's okay. Yeah.
Anyways, RAIN helped me in a couple years be able to quit my job, and I got a great team of a couple other RAIN members that we work together, and it frees me up to do something I absolutely love. And it happened to be right after I quit my job, within a week, met this lady, and together we're starting up a company where we help kids, teach kids financial literacy.
Cool.
And we've been getting booked like with schools and homeschooling associations, and in 2 weeks we talked to Elizabeth Fry Society, so just to help kids learn about budgeting and investments and all
cool.
That.
That is very cool.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.